355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Gloria on page 356. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
First reading comes from the book of Samuel. All the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "You are old and your sons do not follow in your ways. Appoint for us, then, a king to govern us like other nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when he said, "Give us a king to govern us." Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them, just as they have done to me from the day I brought them out of Egypt to this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so also they are doing to you. Now then, listen to their voice. Only you shall solemnly warn them and show them the ways of the king who shall reign over them." So Samuel reported all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "These will be the ways of the king who shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and to run before his chariots. He will take your male and female slaves, and the best of your cattle and donkeys, and put them to his work. He will take one-tenth of your flocks, and you shall be his slaves. And in that day you will cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves. But the Lord will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel. They said, "No, but we are determined to have a king over us, so that we may also be like other nations, and that our king may govern us and go out before us and fight our battles." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The song of the day is Psalm 138, 100 in short. give them to you, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Before the gods, I will sing your praise.
I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name.
Because of your love and faithfulness.
For you have glorified your name.
And your word above all things.
When I called, you answered me.
You increased my strength within me.
All the kings of the earth will praise you, O Lord.
When they have heard the words of your mouth,
they will sing of the ways of the Lord.
That great is the glory of the Lord.
For the Lord is high, he cares for the lowly.
He perceives the haughty from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe.
You stretch forth your hand, your right hand will save.
The Lord will make good his purpose for me.
O Lord, your love endures forever. Do not give up.
The second reading is from the book of Corinthians. Just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believe, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what we can see, but what we cannot see. For what we can see, or what can be seen, is temporary. But what we cannot see, what cannot be seen, is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Against itself, itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. And then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you. And Jesus replied, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I was thinking about how many different Christian denominations there are just in Hammondsport and around this area. So of course we have Episcopal, and then Roman Catholic, and Presbyterian, and Methodist, and North Urbana, and then if you go up the hill, the Baptist, and around the corner, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Keep going and you hit Victory Highway, and then Orthodox Church. And we know there's Alliance Churches in North Urbana and Grace Church, all sorts of denominations. And I think about it and think, why does this happen? How is it that we cannot understand how to worship together? Why is it we are so divided and we think we are right, and then those others don't have the answer of how to worship or how to understand the gospel or what the sacraments mean? How can that be? And we insist that we are right and we want to do it our way because we think it's right. We're going to go back for a little bit of a history lesson to the time of Moses. When Moses took the people out of Egypt into the wilderness, God gave him the Ten Commandments. That was in Exodus. He had the Ten Commandments, and he taught the people of Israel the Ten Commandments given from God to the people. This is how you are to live your life. Now, some scholars say there were about 600,000 men plus women and children in the wilderness, about 2 million people altogether. But whether it was 2 million or 200,000 or 2,000, Moses was in charge of helping them to interpret the law. He was their judge. He was their prophet. He was their leader. He was the one who spoke God's words to them. And so throughout the book of Leviticus, we get 613 Levitical laws, breaking down how do we understand the Ten Commandments. And the Levitical laws are divided into moral laws, civil laws, ceremonial laws. And of course, the moral laws included relationships and food, what you can eat and what you can't eat, what types of sicknesses there are, how to cleanse from those sicknesses. And then the civil is like, don't steal from each other and what to do if you do that. And then the ceremonial were about the festival days and the role of the priests and the role of the people and how to build the temple. And so these 613 laws were supposed to tell the people how to live. And God, and I'm not misquoting God, but God told Moses, this is too much for you to be the judge and to teach everybody this and to listen to all their cases for the 2 million people. He said, pick 70 elders, 70 wise men, have them work with you. And so those 70 elders who helped Moses, who brought their wisdom and their knowledge and their judgment and their experience, helped Moses to discern the right action in any case. That 70 became the Sanhedrin, which later on was the group that convicted Jesus, and they stayed in existence for a couple hundred years after the time of Jesus. But today we come up to the book of Samuel. Samuel was one of the great prophets. And Samuel's sons were not the most faithful people, and so the people of Israel were a little bit doubtful about whether that should be their next prophet, one of his sons. And so it says, all the elders of Israel, that gathering of 70, gathered together, came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow in your ways. Appoint for us then a king to govern over us, like other nations." But this displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to govern us." And right there was the split. And as we've heard this story, Samuel felt rejected, or his family was rejected, and God said to him, "They didn't reject you, they're rejecting me." Because if we turn to God in all things and follow God's law, we don't need a president or a king or a prime minister. We have the people who can help us to interpret how to live. But God said to Samuel, "Okay, tell them what it's going to be like. If you want a king, this king is going to take your sons and make them soldiers. He's going to take your slaves and make them work the earth for him. He's going to take your cattle and your sheep and use them. He's going to take 1/10 of your stuff and keep it like taxes. Is that what you want?" And the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel and said, "No, but we are determined to have a king over us so that we also may be like other nations and that our king may govern us and go out before us and fight our battles." How many times have we said to God, "No, we want it our way. We want to look like other people. We want to do it like other nations. We want to pick our own." And I think about how hard it is for us to discern the right way, the right thing, the right choice. How do we hear the voice of God? How do we follow in his ways? And how does that happen when we reject God as our leader? And so we come to the gospel today, and we're in Mark 3. We begin the discipleship season, and we're going to be hearing Mark through the end of November. And throughout the gospel of Mark, he's teaching us how to follow him, how to hear him, how to hear God. And God so loved the world that he sent Jesus not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law, to teach us how to live the law, to teach us to follow in his ways. And so in the first two chapters of Mark, we hear his baptism, and then he goes out into the wilderness, and then he calls his disciples, and he starts healing people and exorcising demons. And some of the people that he calls are what would be considered sinners, like tax collectors. And the temple authorities, that Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, are already decided, it says in the gospel, already decided to find a way to trick him, to catch him, and to kill him. Get rid of this man. But Jesus is also getting a collection, a crowd around him of people who believe in him, want to hear him, want to follow him. And so he's in the synagogue today. And we hear that the crowd is so thick that the disciples can't even get a chance to eat. But we also hear that the Pharisees and the scribe are outside. And we also hear that his family, who is hearing all this news about Jesus, and they're hearing that he's lost his mind, have also come to take him home, to take care of him. And they are also outside. And so we have the beginning of the insiders and the outsiders. What we have done from the beginning of time. Who's in? Who's out? How do we believe? What do you have to believe to be a part of us? And then the scribes accuse Jesus. He has Beelzebub. And by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. And that's when Jesus offers a parable about the strong man. And how can a kingdom that is divided against itself, it cannot stand? And we think about it. A kingdom divided upon itself cannot stand. Christians that are divided cannot stand. Governments that are divided cannot stand. Jesus is offering this to us to say, we've got to do this together. I am not of Satan. And because they said that, he said, you have blasphemed, and when you sin, those sins are forgiven. But when you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, that's unforgivable. When you call the Son of God Satan, or one of Satan's minions, you have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And along with that, anything that is holy that we call unholy condemns us as well. Anytime we condemn those people, children of God, we condemn ourselves as well. But it doesn't stop there. Jesus' mother and brother are outside, and they send somebody in and say, your mother and brother are here. They're outside. They're here to get you. They're worried about you. And Jesus stops and he looks at the gathered assembly sitting around. And he said, who are my mother and my brother and my sisters? Those who follow the will of God are my mother and my brother and my sisters. We all want to know the will of God. I think most of us know the will of God, but, you know, we like to do it our way. We like to squabble with groups that are different than ourselves, saying we know the right way, we have the answers. And what Jesus is saying is those who do the will of God are my family, belong to me, hear me, follow me. So I ask in this beginning of the discipleship season, are you ready to do the hard work of learning the will of God? Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to stand as you are able and join me in saying the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
book was torn free found on page 387 of the Blessed Prayer Book. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That it may be glorified by all people.
We pray for our bishops, priests, and deacons, especially the people of the Church,
that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let life perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share into your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially Seth, Bradley, Chris, Gail, Kimberly, Don M., Jim L., Ray, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Connie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Julie, and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Brian, Cheryl, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, also for KBS, John, Miracle, Heather, Andy, and Jim Marietta. Pauline, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
We pray for the repose of the soul of Willis Barney and pray for his family in bereavement. Almighty God, to whom our needs are known before we ask, help us to ask only what accords with your will, and those good things which we dare not, for in our blindness cannot ask, grant us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. It's found on page 360 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We do not love you with our whole heart. We do not love our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated. I have a couple of announcements. The first is if you are Southeast District Representative, we are meeting Monday at 6 for the Southeast District meeting, and then Thursday at 6 for the draft budget meeting. If this is something the Southeast District sounds interesting to you, you meet four times a year and go to convention, you are help decide the budget, resolutions, just taking care of the diocese. The vestry meeting will not be this Wednesday, it'll be next Wednesday, the 16th, at 7 o'clock. It'll take place in person and on Zoom, so it's up to you.
We have been bringing meals to Amanda and her family, and we need meals prepared for June 16, 21, 23, 28, and 30. If you have questions, you can talk to Carol Bidwell, and she'll let you know what to make, what to bring, who to take it to, and all that sort of stuff. Joni, would you talk about the sale?
We had our annual sale.
Nice and loud.
We had our annual sale Friday and Saturday. We made $128, and I thank everybody for all their help and donated items, work, donated time, talents, and money. We have a few items left over, and we are downstairs. We went at the church to get them and look at them. If you don't have money with the book tickets, you can have it for a tab. And you always need please. And get them downstairs. For the most part, other than the craft items, even though we might be doing it. But, we're open to taking much lesser amount. But we don't have Salvation Army anymore.
So take our junk, take our junk and make a donation. And Joni, when do you want help boxing up the leftovers? That which is going out to the curb needs to go out to the curb tonight. If it was marked for 10 cents and nobody took it.
Yeah.
All right.
And
And as for masks, it's at your own discretion. And, you know, when it's 5,000 degrees like it is now, please feel free to take off your mask. I don't want anybody fainting, please. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come down the center aisle, and there is Purell right before you get up here. Return down the side aisle and consume the host once you're at your seat.
Body of Christ. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Post-communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Let us go forth in love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.